Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand, in episode number 41 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Today, we find out if Cheyenne paid for anything on Amazon Prime. The answer to that coming very quick, and what she would have bought if she was purchasing something on Amazon Prime.
So you just answered your
question. Yeah, I just pretty much answered that question. That's all
right.
Good
job there, bud. But there is discussion that spars into a little bit of a debate.
A little bit.
From what I would have bought in.
Purchased.
Bought in, purchased, gotten with my money.
Spent my hard-earned money on. Yeah, I used to be a baggage handler for an airline.
You did.
You know, so a little inside info there if you ever fly and check your bag.
And now you know what I may have would have bought it.
Yeah, purchased.
This setup
Spent
was
my
not
money
good.
On.
This setup was not good.
That was fine. Three ways that we explained it every single time. Bought and purchased, spent my hard-earned money on.
Oh, my Lanta.
Is that the sweater you wore in that picture that we did?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the Cheyenne took a picture, and then I trolled her taking the exact same photo.
Still one of the best days of my life.
It was. I'm still waiting on the next photo.
I'm trying to debate what my next photo is going to be.
I think you're doing with a bunch of empty bottles.
I'm going to get there. I just have not gotten there yet.
Okay. I'm saving up my empty bottles. I heard it's going to have something to do with empty water bottles, right?
Okay, I'll do it today.
So I'm saving them up.
I'll do it today.
How many do I need?
I don't know, however many you want.
Well, you're taking a picture with empty water bottles.
Yeah, but you don't have to have the same number that I do.
I know. I'm trying to envision what you're going to do. What, are you going to lay on the couch?
I'm not telling you.
Bathtub. You should do the picture that I sent you, though. I sent her a picture of this lady in a bathtub that's full of pickle juice.
Yeah.
And she just took a picture of with her and pickles. And that's her thing.
It's really quite grotesque.
Yeah, that's freaking disgusting. That's some pickle juice I would not want to drink right
my
there.
My bathtub is not a picture I would take any picture in. My bathtub is not something I would take a picture in.
Why not?
It's just not the nicest bathtub, and the tile's kind of ugly. I wouldn't do that. And also, my bathtub is only 8 inches deep. It's not very deep.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I won't be doing that.
The gal, she's wearing this sultry stuff. And
boudoir
got,
with pickles.
Yeah, boudoir. And she's got a tub full of pickle juice and little pickle chips laid out around the top of the bathtub. And she's got the jumbo pickles.
It's disgusting. You sent that to me while I was at the gym. And I out loud went, what the fuck?
I love pickles. I love pickle juice. Yeah. But if Emily ever did something like that, which she never was, she hates pickles. But if she ever did that trying to get me, there's no way. Nope.
Hey, baby, look at this picture of me and pickle juice.
No. I don't know who would possess somebody to do something like that.
It's weird.
So I'm glad that you're not going to do that photo. It would have been pretty funny if you did, though.
Why? Because, you would have to do it.
I know I would. I'd troll you with it, but I don't know. I'd probably Photoshop the green in or something.
I was just going to say, food coloring in the, I would do that. But again, my bathtub is not something I would take pictures of.
That's probably what she did. I mean, who's going to sit in pickle juice? Come on, right?
It's a vinegar. The same person who would go in a bathtub with Cheetos in it. You know how gross that would be?
Was there water in there, too?
Yeah.
Or no?
Oh. Hot Cheetos, nonetheless.
Yeah, that's gross. That's all up in your, lady parts and stuff.
That would burn. Hot. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks. Also, producer JP's top three to me. What do we talk about today, man?
Do you agree or disagree with something a dentist said on TikTok? Okay. Do you agree or disagree that hugging a cow is going to improve your wellness? And turns out Cheyenne's quite a cow expert.
Yeah.
I'm not a cow expert. first.
Yeah, we talk about cow balls.
Yeah.
Cow nuts or Rocky Mountain oysters.
I'm not an expert because you say that people are going to want answers, and I don't always have answers.
Shani's an expert on the bull nuts.
Right. She's an expert compared to us three. She knows the most about cows. And then what do you think is the most important thing on a first date?
All right. I'll let Kevin at you right now in episode number 41 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, you know, just the same thing every day.
And what's that?
Work and podcast and hanging out with you two crazy cats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything on Amazon Prime or no?
No, I did not. I am what people like to call broke. So no, I did not.
Oh, there's a whole lead up to that.
I know.
Broke. Not broke.
Oh, I'm totally broke, right? I can't wait till payday on Friday. If Amazon Prime was a week, like Amazon Prime Day was a week, yeah, I would totally buy something on Friday.
So what do you see on Amazon Prime? If you had the money, what would you get?
I'm in need of a new suitcase because the last time I flew with my checked bag, which would have been to Fairbanks 2 years ago, the airline broke my suitcase.
I thought they were supposed to replace it, give you a voucher or something to replace it.
I had no idea about that till you just said something, or I would have done something about it.
If they damage your suitcase, you can file a claim and they'll...
Well, I didn't know that because I haven't told anybody. I didn't tell anybody. I was like, oh, that sucks.
That's all you did?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. That's literally what I did.
Sucks for me.
Yep. Guess I'll figure it out.
I swear there's a voucher or a claim that you can make.
Now that you mention it, I feel like there's something like that, but I didn't do that. So here I am needing a new suitcase.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't need a new suitcase. I mean, it's usable, but it's got a broken handle and it's ugly.
They've lost my luggage before.
Really?
And after a certain amount of time, then they pay for the luggage and, you know, what was in it, you know, and... I think I got my bag is a week later or something like that. They finally found it a week later. And then they pay somebody to deliver it to your house.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's claims you can make with your luggage to where you can, it's probably, you know, how many years ago was this?
Two.
Do you still have your bag tag? It's probably one of those, it's too far past to even make a claim.
Yeah. I mean, probably. It is what it is. It's not like it was a $200 suitcase because it wasn't. But still, the top handle is ripped off. Just frustrating. But that's what I had looked at this morning was what suitcases were going for.
What are they going for?
A suitcase that's usually about $200, the hard cased ones. Cause I mean, I'm gonna be flying up to Fairbanks, Alaska. So I wanted something that was durable, you know? Selling for 120.
It's durable. What's the difference between flying here to LA and here
to Fairbanks? Absolutely nothing, but it's going to be heavy and the cloth ones move a lot. I just wanted something that was, you know, durable and heavy and could take all the throwing and nonsense. And I wanted to feel fancy, okay? Why are you judging me with your judgment eyes?
No, I'm just trying. Why? I'm not judging you at all. I'm just you want something big and heavy, but then you got to pay over weight baggage fees and stuff. Don't you just want something cheap and light?
I'm pretty sure they're pretty light. I don't think they're that much.
Cheap and heavy, though.
No, cheap and durable. Something solid and durable.
Okay.
Not a cloth one. That's just going to rip when some freaking airline person just only grabs the handle, which I'm pretty sure is what happened.
That's all we do. I used to work for the airline.
Handles for a reason.
No. It doesn't matter. I used to work for the airline. That's why I'm questioning you on your baggage stuff. I'm trying to get into your mind as to what you're looking
for
here.
That mindset is exactly why my bag is ripped.
You know, if they put the overweight baggage tag on there or fragile, it just means it's going to be handled more roughly.
Perfect. So don't check any bags. what?
Check your bag. Just know that it's going to be thrown around.
Wait, that's my point.
I understand that, but I mean.
That's my exact point. That's why I want the hard-shelled suitcases, because if it does get thrown around, it's not the cloth ones that's going to get freaking smushed.
Oh, well.
You see my point?
Yeah, but it's the cloth ones are going to be handled better than the hard. The hard cases are just annoying. And I worked for the airline back in 2000, I think.
Right.
And it was 99, 2000. I left just ahead of 9/11. And did we just throw those things around? The cloth ones are easier to fit in there. Like if you have a hard case, when they're stacking the bags and then they're trying to get them to fit nicely in like a puzzle.
Right.
And yours isn't fitting in there, that hard case is going to get up there and they're going to kick it with their foot trying to get it into that small slot. It's easier with the cloth ones.
I don't mind you shoving it in with your foot. I don't care about that. The problem is with my cloth suitcase, they clearly only picked it up by top. And when I went to Fairbanks, like my suitcase was like 49 pounds, okay? It was right under the limit because I was packing for two kids, myself, and I was in Fairbanks for a week and a half. You know how cold it gets in Fairbanks? Even in June, it's freaking cold, okay? So there was a lot of clothes in it.
Okay.
And you can tell that they just clearly picked it up by the one handle.
What's wrong with that, though?
That's
a cheap suitcase, then.
It wasn't. And it just ripped, and like nobody said anything. They just like tossed it down. That's my problem. Like,
I don't blame the baggage handler.
And not only that, my suitcase has a plastic handle on the bottom. So when you go to pick it up, you pick it up with two hands and even out the weight distribution instead of just picking up 40 pounds by one handle.
But I don't blame the baggage employee for picking up by one handle.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I didn't pull a Karen, call his supervisor. I did none of that. I wasn't even placing blame. All I said was I needed a new suitcase because the last time I flew, my bag got broken.
Yeah. Dude, I used to just huck them in there, though. I would grab like both by the top handle.
Honestly.
Right on up in there, man.
No part of that surprises
there were, me. There were bags that would, the wheel would fall off because it would go in the plane, the belly of the plane.
Right.
Hit the back wall, the wheel would fall off. And, I mean, the airline has, you know, you can file a claim. They'll give you a voucher, whatever, you know?
Right.
I mean, they can't track down to what baggage handler threw that particular bag. So we didn't give a shit. We didn't.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. Totally get it. But this is why I want a more durable suitcase.
It's going to be tough to find a suitcase that won't dent or scratch or bust.
I'm not buying a Louis Vuitton by any means. Oh,
that's just the name. There's ways of breaking the Louis Vuittons. I've seen those go through.
No, but that's my point. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be going and buying a Louis Vuitton because I understand that shit happens, man. It's in a belly of a plane. You hit turbulence. All that stuff's going to go haywire anyways.
Well, it's probably safer in turbulence. It's the baggage handlers is what I'm saying.
It's freaking us dicks.
Yes, we're the dicks. You know how many bags go through there, man?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you guys.
I got a great workout, though, when I was doing it. I was ripped when I was working for the airline.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you were.
It was on the ramp in Seattle. It sucked because all the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, man, they just hucking 25, 30, 40-pound bags into the belly of the plane.
Oh, man, the obliques you could have.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Awesome.
The flight benefits are great.
Yeah.
You know, you got, as an airline employee, you and your significant other got to fly non-rev wherever you wanted on that particular airline. So it was Alaska Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever Alaska flew, Emily and I would be able to, and the kids.
Uh-huh.
If I had kids at the time, I wasn't married. I was single. So, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I would fly by myself. I flew here to Phoenix when I worked for Alaska Airlines. Went to the mall. Went to the Arizona Mills Mall.
Yep.
And went back home same day. Was
your
another
first
trip.
Flight, though. No. The one where you just wanted to pee outside.
To Alaska.
Yep.
That's right. I don't think I ever made that flight. Did I make that flight, or is that what I wanted to do?
I don't remember. I just remember the story about you wanting to pee
outside. When I first worked for the airline, I had Tuesday and Wednesday off.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first flight I took was to Boise for a cheeseburger, and then I flew back home.
Yep.
That was it. That was 3 hours out of my day right there.
It's a good way to spend 3 hours.
That was it. I mean, once my benefits kicked in, 30 days after working for Alaska Airlines.
Honestly, airline benefits are... I would work part-time for an airline if I had the ability to, for the benefits.
Their medical benefits are great. At the time... Yeah, I never had an issue with the I don't even think I paid for medical.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it was all company paid.
Yeah, that's real cool.
There was... profit sharing. So at the end of the year, all the profit that the airline made, it got split between all the employees.
Stop.
Obviously, all the employees that were there longer got more money.
Right.
I was there. I think I got one check. You know, I think it was a couple $100. But
still,
that was 1 year. That was 1 year.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool.
Maybe that's why all the airline employees are whining right now.
Probably.
And, you know, with getting laid off and stuff like that, you know.
Not that you're not important, airline employees.
No, you are.
But
all these other companies that are laying people off, it's because people aren't utilizing their services.
Right.
If people aren't utilizing the airline, why do they get special benefits from the government?
Why do they get bailed out when nobody's flying?
To try and keep all the employees intact.
Yeah.
And employed.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get that you're upset. I get it.
But I mean,
what? But also, what makes you any different?
Exactly.
People aren't flying. You can't be employed.
Yeah.
Just is what it is.
I do enjoy it now, though. The airfare is pretty cheap.
Oh, man. I just love flying in general. Hey, you got to go somewhere, but it's a 6-hour flight. Sign me up. I'll be there.
I love
flying. I just like the experience and the takeoff and the landing.
What about now with COVID, though?
I've flown twice since COVID, and it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I mask up, I sanitize, yeah. I stay away from people.
I'm the same way.
You know, I even fly my kids. Like, I'm flying home in December, and then I got to turn around and fly 2 weeks later to Alaska. I don't care. I care, but I don't care. Like, I still want to fly. I want to go home and see family.
Well, you're talking about the future. That may not be COVID. It's after the election.
Okay, well, when I flew back in June, I see what you said there.
Yeah, that's right.
When I flew in June, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was like in the middle of the pandemic, and it still didn't bother me too much.
Where did I fly? Oh, it was to Vegas.
Yeah.
And back.
I do enjoy the quick
The short flights to the
lines. Nope, the quick lines. Because every time I've been to the airport, there's been like no lines. Even in Seattle, there was not a line. And I enjoy not having to sit in the cramped boarding area with a million people.
Yeah.
There's so much elbow room.
Well, there's perks with COVID. Like I said, cheap airfare.
Yeah.
Short lines.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I had bought my... what's that thing that where I get through security pretty quick?
Oh, pre-check. Your pre-check.
I bought that like a month before COVID.
Yep.
I've used it. I've still used it. I used it in flying out on Allegiant to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The line was long. The security line out of Mesa was long.
Oh, really?
Shot right through it with the pre-check. So it's worked out a few times.
Fancy.
Where were we when you had to wait in that line?
We were going to Memphis.
That's right, to Memphis.
Memphis and Disneyland. But you were only like a minute or two ahead of me because the lines were not that long.
Not just that.
Leaving Memphis, that was a different story.
Yeah.
That was a long line.
Yeah. And I also got to keep my shoes on.
You did get to keep your
shoes on. That's one of the best parts.
Yes, it's so fancy.
I just can't wait for things to get back to normal, man.
I know.
It's something else.
More normalcy would be splendid.
Yeah. You got stuff for us today, Producer JP?
I do.
All right, man, what you got?
Do you agree or disagree with a dentist on TikTok who says, all you need is a pea-sized amount of toothpaste on your toothbrush?
Agree. I've heard it so many times from dentists.
Well, when you think about it, like when you go to the dentist and they do the... after they clean your teeth and scrape it and all
smidge.
That. Yeah, it's just a little smidge. Like the actual like paste that they use.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that much.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I agree with it.
Well, call me gross, but I enjoy all of the bristles being covered by toothpaste and just going nuts. Something about it.
That does gross me out a little bit. I can just see the toothpaste coming out of your mouth.
Like a mad dog.
A rabid dog.
Do you agree or disagree that hugging a cow is going to improve your wellness? Because this is a new trend that's been
happening.
Agree.
100,000,000%.
Why would you agree with that?
Because I've hugged so many cows in my life and I love moo-moos. God, I love cows.
Are you lying?
No. I love cows.
What do you mean? You've hugged so many cows in your
life? My ex-husband and I had multiple head of cows. I have branded cows. I have dehorned cows. I have castrated cows.
Wow.
The more you know.
I didn't know that.
I love cows.
You castrated a bull.
Yes, I have castrated a bull. Yeah.
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 Is that where they put the rubber band around his nuts?
Mm-hmm. With a little contraption.
Yeah.
And And then when you are dehorning them, it's literally like a line, like a wire line, and you just...
Yeah, I'm more curious about the nuts.
So
you put the rubber band around its nuts.
Mm-hmm. And they just...
Does it wince?
Yeah.
When
you wince?
Well, yeah, but...
their waybles are no different than your waybles.
Well, have you asked them? I mean, the rubber band goes around the nuts, right?
Yeah.
And you just walk away, right? And then the rubber band just works its magic because it cuts off the blood flow to the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't know. I feel like they either How long does it take for them to fall off?
Honestly, I have no idea. I've never stuck around long enough. That was their job. Our job as the women were to be there to help the process. And then after that, that was their thing. And then I liked to help feed the baby calves. I've also had many a head of baby calf in my life.
So going back to the nuts. So are the nuts just laying on the grass then?
I don't know because we had such a big property that I didn't go around looking for them. They were like little Easter eggs I'd go find. It was just the process. I don't know.
I'm just curious. You said like bulls, they feel like nuts, like men feel like with their nuts, right?
I don't know
right?
the exact anatomy of a bull.
Well, you made it seem like you did.
I'm just like, I haven't cut it open and know where all the nerve endings are. I just know
I feel
that
like
this
it's
is
different.
What we did.
I feel like it's different because... Like if you were to go and fix a guy, right? To make sure that he can't impregnate a woman, mm-hmm. right? Like, what would they call that?
Yeah, neutering.
That's not neutering. That's what you do for a dog.
No, same thing.
What do they call it for
neutered.
A guy?
What
do they call it for a guy? You're getting fixed, but there's a term for it.
Vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
Yeah.
Neuter.
Same thing.
Well, essentially, yeah. I feel like... Maybe guys would be funny looking, though. I don't know. There's got to be a reason why you can't just wrap a rubber band around your nuts and let them fall off.
I know that there is. I just don't know the reasoning for it. I do know that ranchers castrate their bulls.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
That's all I can tell you.
I know that's how they castrate. That's why I asked you.
You want an answer from me that I don't have.
Well,
I don't know.
I had no idea you're experts on cows.
I'm not an expert.
But you said you've hugged cows.
Oh,
and you've
I
had,
have. Yeah, I yeah. love cows.
Yeah, I know. That's why I feel like you're an expert on cows.
Your little velvety nose.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking what you know. I've always been intrigued by the whole rubber band around the nuts and them falling off. I have always been intrigued.
I don't have any more answers for you.
But couldn't you imagine? Maybe it's because of the way that a guy would look.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe we're just so accustomed to a dude with his junk and his wiener, right?
Right.
If they were to fall off and just have a wiener.
That would be so weird.
Wouldn't that be weird? But we're so used to what a dude's junk looked like, right? Right. Just cock and balls, right? It would just be goofy looking, right?
Yeah. But, no, totally. But could you imagine what statues would look like? just hang down.
What's that cartoon character with just the long nose? like Grover. Right? Grover.
Imagine if he had a double chin, though. Rabbit hole. We found it.
No, but there's got to be a medical reason as to why humans don't just do that.
I'm sure there is. I just don't have the answer for you. I'm sorry.
Or doctors just want to make money off of the vasectomy. I don't know.
I don't think that's
They're
what
like,
it is.
You can't put rubber band around your nuts. You can't castrate yourself.
I don't think that's
we
want to
make money out the vasectomy.
Where's the warning label on that? Yeah,
it might be a little bit as to do with what it is, but I don't think that's it fully. No, it's got to be an anatomy thing, and I don't have the answer.
There is something because I mean, obviously humans can get infections. Mm-hmm. You think bulls would be able to get infections too?
Yeah,
but for whatever reason, it seizes on its own, and the bull's fine once his nuts fall
off. Yeah. And what that process is, I don't know. I just know that I helped. I put the rubber band on the contraption. I handed it to my ex-husband. He took care of it. Okay. And then I petted the moo-moos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out my answers at some point. Before the day I die.
I can call my ex-father-in-law and you could ask him. I'm sure he would. Well, Cheyenne. Because that's how he talks.
Yeah.
He is very nice. He is a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Uno mas more topic. What, Gunner and Cheyenne, do you think is the most important thing on a first date? Number one thing.
What's the most important on a first date?
Yep.
The
ability to make me laugh.
Okay, that's on there, but not number one.
I thought looks would be number one. If you show up to a first date and he's ugly, he ain't getting into it.
Looking like his profile picture.
Yeah.
Fair. Also not number one.
Okay, so it's not number one. What's number one?
Just being on time. If you are there and you are prompt, you have a good percentage chance for a second date.
I think a dude, more so with the dude, he's got to be on time. I don't think any female's got to be waiting for a dude.
No, not at this date. Not at this moment in my life. If you're late, bye. I'm paying a nanny to be here, so if I don't have to do that.
Well, that's true, too. But I mean, if he were to text you hey, I'm running 5 minutes late.
Oh, I would be fine with that.
Then you could at least sit in your car.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're stuck at the table, you're in the restaurant by yourself there. Yeah.
I would never go into the restaurant without my date. That's not happening. I will wait for you. B, I can waste 5 minutes on TikTok easy. If you're five minutes late, at least text me. If you don't text me and you're late, that's an issue. Even 5 minutes, I don't care. Text me.
What's number two?
Two was be a good listener.
Why is look so far down?
I don't know.
Because I feel like it was first date, not blind date, right? It's first date. So you'd know what they look like already.
They would be
attractive already. Or
at least you hope they're attractive.
To your liking, yeah.
With filters and catfish these days, you never know.
What's number three?
Not talking about your ex.
Oh my gosh. Don't do that. I've had this happen. Seriously, I kid you not. For like an hour and a half, all this dude did was talk about his ex.
I feel like you can to an extent. Like you're the savior of this person, right?
Yeah.
On the male side of things. Like I'll sit and hear about all the bad things your ex did to you, right?
Yeah. The smorgasbord.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Here's my shoulder for you to cry on. Right?
I also would never unload all the things that you know on a first date. Like, I will save that for later.
Well, not the really bad stuff. I'm just saying, I mean, there's a reason why he's an ex, right?
Right.
And that's kind of, it's a conversation, mm-hmm. you know, on the first date. And it comes up, whatever, you know. I can see talking to an ex, about an ex to an extent, but,
well,
you know, overboard.
Well, I think that pertinent information that you need to know. Like, for me, for example, like, I've been in abusive relationships. Like, that's something you need to know. Because I am still, I will forever deal with the burden of that. And I say burden lightly because there's a lot of things that came from that relationship that I really appreciate. Like, my son. I love him. He's amazing. So fantastic on so many days.
But the other 50% of his genes?
Yes. But my point is like that's a lot of baggage that I carry.
Yep.
And I deal with a lot of things. So you need to know that. Like, if you think I'm cool, that's awesome. But there's also a lot of shit that I deal with on a regular basis that you need to be prepared for.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not going to talk about him for 5 hours.
I feel like a guy, they want to be that shoulder to cry on, right?
Yeah.
So to an extent, they want to hear a little bit about it, but don't go overboard.
You know, dudes have a mentality of wanting to be the knight in shining armor. They want to save the day.
But the female couldn't give two shits, right?
I think that there is an extent. I would like to know why you're not together. Why did it not turn? Especially because I'm almost 30. So I'm assuming the person that I'm going on a date with is at least over 30. Why did it not turn into a forever? Like, what happened? Because I think that's important. Was it you? Did you do something? And be honest with me about it.
Right.
You know, was it her?
Good
Tell
question.
Me the story and do I
but
really
he's not
believe
gonna be
that
honest,
it was her?
Though. He's not going to be honest. If he was slapping her around, he's not going to be honest
He'll
with you like
He'll never be
that.
Honest with that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this yesterday because I was watching something. An abuser can sell ice to an Eskimo, okay? Mm-hmm. You could literally show them a picture of a white house and say, what color is this? And have the physical proof that it's a white house, and they will convince you that it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how they operate. That's how they work.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. No, he's not going to, well, actually, she popped off to me one day, and I put her face straight through the wall.
They're not going to tell you that. Yeah, he's not going to do that.
No, those are red flags, unfortunately, that you find far, far too deep into the relationship. But if you cheated, tell me.
He's not going to tell you that either.
I was not the most faithful. Okay, bye. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what I'd want to know.
You're going to get the same response whether he was smacking her around or he cheated on her.
110%.
You're going to get the exact same response, and that's going to be an okay, bye.
I'm just saying, that's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
That's when it's acceptable. Tell me that you're a piece of shit. That's what I need to know so that I can leave.
Can you wear a name tag? Yeah. Hello, my name is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
Man.
Are we done? We good?
That's all I got.
I guess.
All right. Final word, Cheyenne. You get the final word. Go.
I'm really freaking sweaty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.